Haskell, Brother and Sister, S.N. St. Helena, California, January 30, 1907. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I dared not venture to attend the meeting that has just closed at San Jose, for I have much to do in preparing my writings and in making such selections from them for our people as are needed at this time. Letters must be answered and many things explained. It is a study to know what is best to bring before the people and what is best to leave out. We would be pleased to see you in our home at any time. We have ample room and plenty to eat and drink as we have ever had. I would be pleased to have you write me about the house in Oakland. Are you occupying it yet? In looking over the writings of the past few years, I find that a mass of matter has been copied. Maggie has put in good time and has been as true to steel to my work. She leaves us very soon now. I shall miss her much, for I shall never find one to take her place. I dread to think of her leaving, but she has served me faithfully, and I cannot hold her longer. I expect to come to Oakland when matters are arranged in regard to the case of Elder Rice and wife. In looking over what I have already written on this matter, I find that I will not have to produce more unless new circumstances shall arise. With few exceptions, everything is made very clear. I will present that which I have written when we are called to Oakland to consider this case. Among other writings, I found the letter that I wrote to Elder Rice and wife in 1902. How could I take any different course from that which I have taken? I feel clear in my course in sustaining them, and I know that the course pursued toward them by their brethren was unchristian and does not bear the endorsement of God. The Lord would not be pleased to have this matter remain much longer as it is. When will we be able to appreciate the instruction given us in the 8th chapter of Proverbs? Heavenly wisdom is here speaking to the human family. Wonderful instruction is given. The Lord is earnestly seeking to instruct every soul who will be taught. There are many things to be set in order. May the Lord guide us with wisdom, is my earnest prayer. Last night I awoke at 12 o'clock. In my sleep, scene after scene was presented before me. All that I saw is not distinct to me yet, but one matter was made clear. The Lord can never make successful the efforts of men who have little control of their words and spirit, who watch the church members and ministers to criticize and judge their actions. This overseeing on the part of man had better cease. There are among us men whom it is not safe to place in charge of the work, for they would take upon themselves the responsibility of telling their fellow workers their duty. Men who are so ready to criticize and to control others will, when placed in responsible places, do a work similar to that which has been done in Oakland. We have a God to whom to go for wisdom and counsel. Christ, who gave his life for man, understands the value and the needs of the soul. The course pursued in the case of Elder Rice and wife by the brethren is inconsistent with the Word, and we need much wisdom to know how to deal with it. Hasty and inconsiderate actions result from a lack of judgment and lead to wrongdoing. But that which is most to be lamented is that the young converts will be hurt by this influence and their confidence in the cause of God shaken. Let us pray that when the time shall come to act, we may be ready.